أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يهد الله فتنته فلن تملك له من الله شيئا أولئك الذين لم يرد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. The subject matter which we are reading is the punishment for adultery, which was in the Torah also. And when a prominent two persons had committed adultery, then they did not give the command which was stoning to death even in the Torah. But they changed it, the rabbis, the leaders of the community, and they said that the faces must be polished black and they must be paraded on a donkey and then given 100 lashes. For this, they wanted this leniency, and they sent people to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to inquire of him what is the punishment for adultery. And they had expected that in Islam the laws were more lenient than what it was in the Torah for the Jews. So they expected this lighter. And we read yesterday, they said, if he gives you the lighter punishment, accept it. And if he gives you the actual punishment, then don't accept that. So Allah Ta'ala, and this all naturally upset Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because his mission, his wish was that everyone must follow according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala and the laws of Shariat and the laws which were in the Torah, which are in the Quran Sharif, these must be upheld. And when anyone breaks these laws, it used to cause great grief and sorrow to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ فَلَنْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. اور جس کو اللہ نے گمراہ کرنا چاہا سو تو اس کے لیے کچھ نہیں کر سکتا اللہ کے یہاں. And whom Allah wants to misguide, then there is nobody who can guide that person. And O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also cannot guide those people. You do not possess anything. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنَ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you cannot guide those people whom you want to. Allah guides whom He wants to. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu used to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has kept hidayat in his hands, and gumrahi, to be misguided, dalal, that also Allah kept in his hands. He said if it was in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then all his family people should first get hidayat. And Bilal, who was an Abyssinian and not even an Arab, when should his turn come? But Allah gives hidayah to whom Allah wants to. Allah Ta'ala takes out a person from the gutters and puts him right on top. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah. So Allah Ta'ala informs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yeah, that it is not in your hands. Hidayah is not in your hands, it is in our hands. And whom Allah wants to misguide, nobody can guide that person. And whom Allah wants to guide, nobody can misguide that person. أولئك الذين لم يريد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم. یہ وہی لوگ ہیں جن کو اللہ نے نہ چاہا کہ دل پاک کرے ان کے. These are those very same people whom Allah Ta'ala has not made the irada, the intention of cleansing, of purifying their hearts. And therefore, yeah, we learn that we should be continuously making dua that Allah Ta'ala purifies our hearts, keeps our heart, cleanses our hearts, and keeps them clean. And hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. The effort we must make, but we must turn to Allah seriously and ask Him to guide us. And for these people, this is a serious warning here, who change the laws of Allah Ta'ala, who give preference to their own whims and desires, and they change the laws of Allah to suit them and to suit people. For them Allah says, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ ان کے لیے دنیا میں ذلت ہے. There is humiliation and disgrace for those people in this very dunya's life. May Allah protect us all, save us all from these sins. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. اور ان کو آخرت میں بڑا عذاب ہے. And for them will be a severe, a very big punishment in the آخرت. And particularly this guna is referred to here for those people who change the book of Allah, who change the laws of Allah, who change the religion of Allah Ta'ala. We must submit to the will of Allah. If we find ourselves weak and we can't do it, ask for forgiveness and admit our faults, but not justify it and change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That the laws and the commands of Allah must remain as they are. We must not give preference to ourselves, our desires over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the Prophet Tawfiq, and may Allah out of His kindness and mercy have mercy upon us and forgive us and guide us to Him and guide us to righteousness. وآخر دعوانا.